Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Sheffield Live's weekly folk programme, broadcasting to the world. With Sam Hindley and James Fagan. Every Friday at 10 a.m.
Some dreams. dreams to pursue as I walk.
Was brand new music there from Lady Misery and Jimmy Aldred and Sir Goldsmith, and that is good as gone from their new summer project, which is going to be called Wakefire, and that project will be at Crook Social Club on Wednesday, the 25th of June, and you can also see it at Sidmouth and various other places. That track just arrived as we were setting up for the show, and I thought, of course, we'll have to play something from that. So there we go. That's Awake Arise's new project, Wakefire.
Haven't played Altan on the show for a while. What a fantastic band they've been for many decades in Irish music. Here they are from a brilliant album, which I really love, called Harvest Storm, and this is the title track because it's three tunes: Drowsy Maggie, Rakish Paddy, and Harvest Storm.
Thank you. was a long, hard ramble, an endless roam by a twisted road. I came back home, but the town I loved was there no more. Gone now the things that were there before. The hills I roamed when I was small, covered by houses and shopping malls. All the talk was a buy and sell. They thought living high was living well. Thought they were living well. My mother and father are both now gone. Brothers and the sisters, they are carrying on. Trying their oars in different waters. Looking out for their sons and daughters. Turn their hearts to the days ahead. Used to think of themselves, but now instead they think of the things our parents taught us. I said, blow, blow, your winds of change. Knock me down and I'll rise again. Come, come, the gathering storm. Trust in love and do no harm. Live it proud. Tell the truth and don't dumb it down. Don't bow down to the powers that be. They wouldn't have power but for you and me. And if the times ahead get rough, don't ever cry hold or cry enough. Just remember the things your parents taught you. They said, blow, blow, your winds of change. Knock me down. In love and do no harm. So blow, blow your winds of change. Knock me down and I'll rise again. Come, come the gathering storm. Trust in love and do no harm.
The Canadian singer-songwriter James Keelahan there, making a very rare trip to the UK and performing at the Beehive Folk Club in Harthill next week. I'm actually really looking forward to seeing him for the first time. There's lots of gigs going on that particular night. It's one of those nights where you think, oh, I'd like to go to that. Oh, I've already booked another one. I can't be there, but there'll be. There's lots of gigs going on that night, as you'll hear later on in the program.
Sam, I've been playing a track off this record every week for the last few weeks, and it'll be no surprise to you that I'm going to do so again. We're recording this program on Tuesday because Sam's quite busy over the next few days, and so am I. So by the time you hear this on Friday morning, I will have already been to London to see this incredible trio. They're called I'm With Her. They are, as you probably are sick of hearing me say, but I'm very excited about the record, Sarah Giroux, Sarah Watkins, and Aoife O'Donovan. And their new record is called Wild and Clear and Blue. And I did a feature on it a few weeks ago. We played a track last week as well. At least I'm playing different tracks every week. And I think this one is one of the slow burners for me that I kind of didn't listen to as much as the other tracks at first. But like great records do, this one has grown and grown on me over the last couple of weeks. And now it's one of my favourites on the record. It's called Standing on the Fault Line. And I just think it's beautiful. This is from Wild and Clear and Blue. And one of my top albums of the last 12 months, without a doubt, from I'm With Her.
lights out and the birds stop flying south. How we gonna know it's time to flee? If we wait for a rainy day when the opening sky just seems to say stay, we'll never leave. Standing on the fault line, waiting for the ground to crack. Just put one foot in front of the other, don't look back. Half our friends are moving out of town, they wanna own their own piece of ground. Follow the riverbed for miles. You only need a map when you're a stranger in the land. But I know this place like the back of my hand. Been here since I was a child. Now we're standing on the fault line, waiting for the ground to crack.
That's the fantastic Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas, and they will be at the Greystones in here in Sheffield on the 4th of June. That will be a great night.
Well, Sam, it's time for our new feature.
Fiddler's Green. I'm sure that's traditional.
Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green.
And so we continue the new feature, which looks at songs that were written in our lifetimes but are regarded widely by people for one reason or another as being traditional. And we've had some fantastic suggestions sent in. In fact, we got over 50 suggestions on the first week when I first posted this on Facebook. And we've looked at a couple already on the program. And the next one is one of those songs that has been recorded dozens and dozens of times. And I think that one of the reasons this is regarded as traditional by many people is it just has the form. And that's not surprising when you realise it was written by Peggy Seeger. Not only is this song regarded by some as traditional, I think it was regarded by Ewan McColl as something he might have written himself, from what I can read, because most people seem to think this was written by Ewan. It was certainly written by Peggy Seeger, from what I can ascertain, when she was just 24 years old. And from what I can ascertain, she wrote this after watching a live television broadcast about the mining disaster that happened on October the 23rd, 1958, when a huge underground earthquake devastated a coal town in Nova Scotia called Spring Hill, and there were 174 miners in Number 2 Mine at the time of the earthquake, and 75 were killed in that terrible accident. The song is extremely well known and has been recorded by many people around the world, including being covered by U2 in their Joshua Tree tour in 1987. But we're going to hear Ewan and Peggy singing it in 1960 at the Newport Folk Festival. And it's not surprising people thought Ewan might have written it. Just listen to this introduction. It's a great song. And I thank Gavin Atkin for this suggestion of this week's song for Fiddler's Green. Here are Peggy and Ewan with The Ballad of Spring Hill, live at Newport in 1960.
In Britain, as here, we have a big folk song revival. And this has produced in the last few years a tremendous lot of new songs. One of them was written as a result of the Spring Hill mining disaster in Nova Scotia.
In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, down in the dark of the Cumberland mine, there's blood and the coal and the miners lie in the roads that never saw sun or sky. Roads that never saw sun or sky. In the town of Spring Hill, you don't sleep easy. Often the earth will tremble and roll. When the earth is restless, miners die. Bone and blood is the price of coal. Bone and blood is the price of coal.
In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia,
late in the year of 58, day still comes and the sun still shines, but it's dark as the grave in the Cumberland mine. Dark as the grave in the Cumberland mine. Down at the coalface, miners working, rattle of the belts and the cutter's blade, rumble of rock and the walls close round the living and the dead men 2 miles down. Living and the dead men 2 miles down. 12 men lay 2 miles from the pit shaft. 12 men lay in the dark and sighing. Long hot days in a miner's tomb. It was 3 feet high and 100 long. 3 feet high and 100 long. 3 days passed and the lamps came out, and Caleb brushed and he up and said, there's no more water, nor light, nor bread, so we'll live on songs and hope instead. Live on songs and hope instead. Listen for the shouts of the barefaced miners. Listen through the rubble for a rescue team. 600 feet of coal and slag. Hope imprisoned in a 3 foot seam. Hope imprisoned in a 3 foot seam. 8 days passed and some were rescued, leaving the dead to lie alone. Through all their lives they dug a grave, 2 miles of earth for a marking stone. 2 miles of earth for a marking stone.
Paul Simon, I want to be his pal. He can call me mama, I would call him out. I'm driving down this highway on another working day. After all these years, slip sliding away. After all these crazy years, slip sliding away. I've got 50 ways to meet him. I will bring the wine. Got parsley, sage, and rosemary, but I'm running out of time. Still driving down this highway, singing an American tune. Sail on, sailing on. I'll be in Graceland soon. When it's late, late in the evening, I hear you once again, singing through the silence, where a song can be a friend, where peace can be the river that takes us to the sea. We're heading for the Mardi Gras. Doesn't know it yet. We're going to meet Paul Simon. He just doesn't know it yet. Distance runs through my heart and bones. The future is in black and white, the past in Kodachrome. With diamonds on my shoes and a necklace made of tears, I think I met Paul Simon after all these years. I think I've known Paul Simon all these crazy years.
And there is Peggy Seeger from her brand new album, Teleology. That was I Want to Meet Paul Simon. Peggy is currently on a farewell and 90th birthday tour. A lot of the gigs have already sold out. She did a fantastic one on Live to Your Living Room last night as live from Cubley Hall at Penistone. And it really was really special to see Peggy still as bright as a button and still performing amazingly well. And just one thing to tell you about Live to Your Living Room, which I can't tell you too much about, but I can tell you that Live to Your Living Room will be at Warwick Festival Friday the 25th, Saturday the 26th, and Sunday, the 27th of July, Live to Your Living Room will be broadcasting from Warwick Festival, which is very exciting. I can't tell you which artists they'll be featuring yet, but you'll have more details soon as they are confirmed. So that is something to look forward to.
Indeed it is, Sam. Cold Blows the Wind is the name of the new album from Granny's Attic, and it's absolutely fantastic. And here is Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne leading their version of Claudie Banks.
As I walked out one evening, all in the month of May, down by a flowery garden, I carelessly did stray. I overheard a fair maid in sorrow to complain, all for her absent lover that ploughed the raging bay. I stepped up to this fair maid and put her in surprise. I know she did not know me, I being all in disguise. Said I'm a handsome fair maid, my joy and heart's delight. How far have you to travel this dark and rainy night? Well, awake, I'm sir, to the Claudie Banks, if you will please me show. Then pity to a maiden, I don't know where to go. I'm searching for a young man, and Johnny is his name. And on the banks of Claudie, I'm told he does remain. Well, These are the banks of Culloden, fair maid, that you stand on. Then think no more of Johnny, for he's a false young man. Your Johnny will deceive you, and he'll not meet you here. So come with me to the greenwood side, no danger need you fear. If my Johnny, he was here this night, he'd save me from alarm. He'd roll me in his tender arms from this cold winter storm. Now my Johnny's gone and left me, no man on earth will I take. These lonesome woods and valleys, I'll wander for his sake. Then Johnny, hearing a heart say so, he could no longer stand. He fell into her tender arms, saying, Betsy, I'm your man. I am your true love, Johnny, thought was slain. And since we're met on Lordy Banks, we'll never part again.
Sun on Slapton Lee, between the lagoon and the haunted sea, I was thinking of war and cruelty. When spring's first swallow split the sky, and I was lifted above all care, as the swallow swung through the salted air. Come from savannah and desert and sea, to mark another sailor's tattoo like a prayer on my arm, to bring me home and safe from harm. Though rocks may melt and seas may burn, dark swift and bright swallow shall always return. Bright swallow, sweet spirit of stockyard and barn, you lighten our days with all of your charm. Bring hope to the sailor upon the wide sea, mark another year for me. Scythe and scream through the city dusk, late to come and first to leave, but come they do and leave they must. Hot August nights their absence grieve, how we miss their impudent glee. This devil's bitch, this mystery, this sprite that sleeps upon the breeze, flies and feeds behind the storm. April's sun on Slapton Lee, between the lagoon and the haunted sea, I was thinking of war and cruelty. When spring's first swallow split the sky, and I was lifted above all care as the swallow swung through the salted air. Come from savanna and desert and sea to mark another year for me. And for you, my love, and eternity.
Dark Swift and Bright Swallow from one of my favourite albums of the last 10 years, Murmurs by Simpson, Cutt & Kerr. I'm delighted that they are getting back together to have a look at the album and redo revisit it. And they'll be doing three dates, one in Sheffield, one in Leeds, and one in Howden, on the weekend of the 5th, 6th, and 7th of September. That will be great, and it will also be, if you can't make it, we urge you to make it to any of those gigs, but if you definitely can't, it will be online to your living room as well.
Lovely, Sam. I remember years ago a wonderful duo turned up from the States here called Anna and Elizabeth, and you may remember them well. Elizabeth Leprell, well known for her Appalachian ballad interpretations, and Anna and Elizabeth together did a wonderful show upstairs at Shakespeare's involving crankies, which are traditional hand-painted what would you call them? Banners, really, that are unrolled as a ballad progresses and backlit so that in times before video technology and so forth, ballads could be illustrated on stage. It was a very moving performance. They came back a few years later and did a very experimental modern show. And I remember some of the audience were a little bit perturbed at how much Anna and Elizabeth had changed, yeah, and said that it was not the band that they'd come to see. I happened to love both shows very much, even though they were very different. And the second show, they came with a very experimental New York arty songwriter called Benjamin Lazar Davis, who finished his show standing on a table, much to the horror of some of the hardcore Sheffield folkies who were just, they didn't know what to do with themselves, to be absolutely honest. But I remember being very moved by this song. And you can call it folk, you can call it pop, you can call it what you like. You don't need to put everything in a box, do you? This is Benjamin Lazar Davis with Play a Love Song Seven Ways.
It starts so early now, the sun has gone to Birken now. As shadows creep across your brow, I love you just the same. These freakish holidays that make us act like renegades, a bloodbath and the ice capades, just makes me love you more than I should.
Thank you. destinies predict weather catastrophes. Because I worship how you breathe, I love you seven ways.
That was Rowan and Charlie Piggott there, who I'm delighted to say will be at Cafe Number 9 on the 6th of June. That it'll be a real, real treat to see them as a duo.
Absolutely, Sam. I'm going to throw right back now to a classic record by a band called Midnight Well, who were an American-Irish collaboration, and they made one fantastic record, and it was a great favourite of many people. And from it, here's one of my very favourite tracks. This is Still Believing. Down on my knees again, still believing.
made dreams and made schemes just blown down. Courses, man changes, sweet mountains, rain holds me, cold fountains, down on my knees again, still believing in the time of reason no more, down on my knees again, still believing, peace of mind is worth any chore.
Really interesting recording, that, isn't it, Sam? That's one album they made. I will just remind you that the band were called Midnight Well and were made up of American singer-songwriter Tom Moore, Janie Cribbs, Jerry O'Byrne and Martin O'Connor, and they just made that one self-titled record in 1977. But Tom Moore was a very significant writer and with very strong Irish connections, and composed, among other things, Saw You Running, Still Believing, which we've just heard, which, Sam, you love the Mary Black version of.
Yeah.
Yep. Cavern Girl, which somebody suggested for Fiddler's Green, so we might hear that in a few months' time as we work our way through the list, among other songs. And he was recorded by, among others, the Dubliners, Mary Black, as we mentioned, Paddy Riley, Mary Coughlan and Clannad, Tom Moore from Midnight Well. Well, we've had a lovely time presenting things to you, as usual. It's nice to be working together, Sam, and will you be around next week?
I will be around next week, and yeah,
I will too. Well, same place, same time next week, everybody.
Same time, same place. We're gonna finish with some Irish tunes, and this is another man that's appearing at the at Cafe Number 9, and I think it might be June 7th, the day after Rowan and Charlie. This is the Weaving, which features one of the Bedley daughters, daughter of Seamus Bedley and Owen Spafford. And here they are, the Weaving, and we will see you next week. Look after one another.
See you next week.